AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast. It's always exciting when somebody on the breakfast show is having a birthday, except when it's your own. However, it was exciting today when David DeVito from DeVito's Waterfront Restaurant came in and sang me happy birthday. He's a magical singer. Amazing.
Yeah, and I did a spray on the tissue. I hate it when you wash one tissue and it upsets and ruins all the clothes in that one wash. One tissue.
Oh, and Gold FM's Second Chance Dance. There was love in the air. There was passions galore. Everything you need to know. Have a listen. It's pretty cool.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Yeah, welcome to it. Name That Year for a new week. It's 18 to 6 at Gold 92.5. We're heading straight to the movies, kids.
You've got the answers lying everywhere. You've got all the
got
answers.
Them on the screen near me, so I've just moved away so I can't see them.
You've shown me the...
There we go.
We can't do it anyway.
It's match fixing.
We can't do it.
Sorry about that. Why?
Rob McLeod's not here.
Oh, well. We're on our own. We're out in Siberia today, bros.
You can go back around now, babe.
All right.
What are we going to do?
No, we just got to, I don't know.
You'll be right. You'll go. Off to the movies. Here we go. Name That Year.
Let's go.
Your name is your buzzer.
Okay. Sir, police are looking for an American man carrying a red bank bag.
He just tore up the embassy and he put two cops in the hospital last night.
Get everybody up. Do it now. I want them all activated.
Wait, all of them at the same time?
You heard me. I want...
Born Identity.
Oh, God. Wasn't it? Was there about...
Born...
I don't know. Born Identity. There's been heaps of them, right? Did that start out with Matt Damon playing it and then...
Yeah.
Someone else plays
it? I don't think
it.
There's been that many. I think there's only been a couple, haven't they?
I don't know.
Jason Bourne.
I'm so lost without Rod. I can't live if living is without you.
Rod would give us a whole heap of history and then we'll be able to just abbreviate a year. Look, right. I think... It's old, but it's not that old.
It's not that old.
Spider, 2010.
Nope.
No. I think it's earlier. I think I'm going to say Bridge. I'm just thinking if there was a few in a row, the first one might have been Bridge 2006.
No.
Oh.
What did you say?
10.
So you're closest to the pin. Bridge 2002.
Oh, wow.
2002 for Born Identity.
Rightio.
So, Bridgie wins that one. Let's get some music on.
Yes. Well,
name That Year.
And I need you now. And I need you more.
This isn't fair.
And if you only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever.
Oh, my God. You know what, darling?
Mm.
I know it's your birthday, but the day of my life... It was the day I got to sing Total Eclipse of the Heart with Bonnie Tyler when we interviewed her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
I can't sing, but I wrecked it for her, but I sung with her.
It was a massive hit.
Oh, it was just.
When was it?
It was all very, it was a very dark gothic song.
Mm.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
I'm waiting for Bridge to go so I can go.
I reckon it's really early 80s. I'm going to say Bridge because I'm just thinking too of the fashion and everything she was wearing. 1982.
No.
For Bonnie Tyler. Total Eclipse of the Heart. She was wearing all.
Yeah, it seems that long 80s. Ago, but it was actually a little bit later. Not many though. You're close.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks.
And it was in 86.
No. Oh. No. Bridge wins again, 1983.
Oh, 1 year
very
off.
Close.
Oh. Yeah, you could tell the fashion it was around that era.
Very, very close.
Ooh, come on.
So, Peter.
Come on, Peter.
It's still your chance.
Yes, I've still got a chance.
Yes.
To redeem yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is a sporting one, too. Name That Year.
Bad and mean, the green machine. We hit them hard, so they see green. We're big and strong, we're fast and lean. That's why we're called the green.
Yeah, so that's the Green Machine was Canberra. Though. What year did they form?
Who?
The Green Machine.
Who
Canberra
the Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders.
Canberra Raiders.
I thought that was a song about the worst song ever put out about Danny Green. That's what I thought. And then I thought it might have been those green machines. You know those, the two wheels at the back and the one at the front? You know, the mean machines used to drive down the... The on the concrete around the courts and the dragsters, the slide
out.
Oh, look, Canberra Raiders. I don't know. I reckon.
Well, hang on, work it out. What year they win the flag?
I would never.
Oh, they win. Like, was it their first win or?
No. When were they formed? I'm pretty sure their flag was 89. I was at the radio station at 104.7, and I was on the back of the car when Ricky Stewart, and old mate, I was doing crosses to the radio station. It was the morning after the celebrations. They hadn't been to bed, and they dropped the cup out of the back of the car.
That's right.
Did they?
I remember, early days, I did a function with Ricky Stewart in Canberra, and we ended up at the bin. Was there a place called the bin?
The private bin. It was Studio 4, Bridge.
What did that mean?
I don't know.
Please explain.
It must have been early 90s when I was with Ricky, and I didn't know anything about league, and we ended up at this place called The Bin. And
Private Bin.
It was The Bin. It was a bin. It was a cesspit.
Oh, was it? It really was a bin. Well, it wasn't false advertising, was it?
No, it wasn't. Look, if you're saying that, I'm going to say 19... you're saying 89, so I don't know, 1980?
No. Rich?
Well, I remember the glory era was those days of Ricky Stewart and Glenn Lazarus playing and Laurie Daly. They were the dream team. I'm going to say, Bridge, 1984.
No, Spider wins, 1981.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
2-1. Well done, kids.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, a couple of big issues coming out of sport over the weekend. Izzy Folau, I don't know what he's on, what they're doing in the ARU, but it was only about a month ago when he got, wrapped over the knuckles about tweeting out about religious views and saying all this stuff on Twitter about homosexuality and going on about it. And the ARU said, you know, pretty much didn't stamp it out there, just gave him a warning. Well, he's back at it again over the weekend, late last week. He's back with his religious views on Twitter. And look, it's very hard to mix both sport and his views, especially when you're playing for the country.
Just play footy, mate.
Yeah, that's right. It's fine to have your views, but you can't broadcast them when they're that intense.
Yeah, I think you've got to be very, very careful that way because we've done that before. I've seen it in AFL level where there's players that I've played with wanted to be an advocate for Indigenous views.
Yes.
And the coach said, that's fine. You can do that if you want. But at the same time, you're here to play football. You're paid to play football. If you want to go and do that and follow that political path, go and do it.
That's right.
You can't do both at the moment. Choose one. It's either footy or it is either your political views.
So, well, is your player
do the same. And the other one is too big over the weekend is just the cost of stadiums. Just the cost of stadiums at the moment. AJ, it'll be interesting to see what you reckon because the Titans can't play at Cbus because it costs too much. And if it costs too much, what do you do? What's your end view? If it, you know, like you can't put on, like even at Metricon Stadium with the Gold Coast Suns, you struggle to put on any games beforehand because of the cost of getting it together. So that's why we don't have lead-up games into the AFL because of the cost of a stadium. We've seen that now the Titans are getting, you know, rorted in the cost of Queensland stadiums. But taking it to Suncorp, that doesn't help. Taking games to Suncorp, either the Titans have to do two things. That is, play at smaller grounds around the Tweed and the Gold Coast. Mm. So, you know, they can pack them out and it's not so dear.
That's
so there's got to be some games here. Or they've got to own another town. Like in for Hawthorne's sake, Hawthorne goes to Tasmania.
Yeah, I like that.
They get paid to do so they own that area. The Titans can go and own Perth. Mm. They can go and own Adelaide in South Australia. Or they can do something in the Northern Territory where no one else is. There's no use going an hour up the road, selling a game, which then pretty much gives the opposition a fair advantage, where you could actually sit there and own another area and get paid to take your games
that's
there.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
Rather than trying to make ends meet. And we know that this wouldn't be an issue if you're winning games. It's like Metricon Stadium.
Yeah.
It's like Cbus. If you're winning games, that means bums on seats and means the cost is effective. So at the end of the day, the only way the Titans can win here or the Suns at the Metricon is the fact of winning games.
So you're saying, hang on, I'm a bit confused. So now you're saying take the Titans to smaller areas around the Gold Coast?
No, I'm saying if they can't afford to play at Cbus, don't take it to Suncorp. Why give Brisbane a free hit when they've got some great grounds around here so that they can hold their 7,000-8,000 people?
Your Burley Bears.
Your Burley Bears. You can get it down on the Tweed. You can actually give something back to the community.
Bring it back to the people.
Seahawks, Tugan.
Yeah. And if you don't want to do that,
go and own an area and give them three games a year. Go and own a Perth. So you can have the Titans in Perth three times a year or the Titans in Northern Territory three times a year. But don't just start doing a game here, doing a game there, games everywhere. Mm. Pick a place and say, we're going to own that area. And it could be the Tweed, it could be WA, but don't just sell it up to Brisbane.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, Peter. You onto it now?
Yeah, good. I'm onto it.
Thank you.
What's happened, Bridge? What's
Peter,
happened?
Peter, with... two words.
Yeah.
Two words. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm getting a little bit nervous because, I'm just trying to think what I've done.
All right. Because you do a lot for other people, and a lot of people don't know that. And, you know, you're like my big brother, and I'm your little sister, and you said to me recently, look, there's a house at Sanctuary Cove that's getting the knockdown. I've got a chair for you. And that's all I knew, AJ. All I knew is that there was a chair for me. And I'm thinking, yeah, rightio.
Because I haven't been a big fan of your cane chair that's in your...
There's a lot in my house that if you had a mini skip, if you had Steve's...
Just get stuff done.
Tip out the front.
Morning,
you
Steve.
Would pretty much tip my house out.
There'd be a fair bit in it.
There'd be a fair bit. That's okay. Each to their own, you
yes.
know. Houses and interior designers is subjective.
Yes.
However, I do have an old Jason recliner, and it is old. It is falling apart. I don't even know. I just call it the Jason. I don't even know if it's a Jason recliner. It's not even leather. It was given to me. It was already secondhand, and it's that fake leather, and it's pulled apart at the seams, kind of down where your ankles go, where it comes up, you know. And the cat uses it as a scratching post. But as far as I knew, it was the best chair in the world.
Well, in your house, it sat front and square of the television.
Yes, it did. And I always put a nice little bohemian rug over it, and away we went. You know, when you love a chair, you think it's irreplaceable as much as it's falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll move over, Jason. There's a new chair in town.
There is too.
So I've been really busy. So Peter dropped it off the other week, last week, and I haven't had a chance to sit in it and really enjoy this incredible burgundy, real leather, incredible recliner. Oh, now this thing. This was ridiculous. Sanctuary Cove, come south. I got to experience the thrill of Sanctuary Cove in my lounge room. It is the mothership of recliners, like the armrests are the size of my old chair. And it's that smell of real leather and cognac and cigars. It's how they party on the Cove. And you can recline back so far into the burgundy cloud, it engulfs you like just a bag of marshmallows hugging you. There is no escape. There is complete surrender. And you sit in it. And honestly, I think Valium must puff from its, like, stuffing, because as soon as you're in it, it is game over. I was incapacitated. I was absolutely just rendered useless. I was in this chair and I went, it's all over. So my brain went fuzzy. I'm trying to watch telly. And one eye goes, I'm like, this couch is totally going to be the end of me.
So good.
And then you try and hold on to consciousness with the other eyeball. No. So it was game over. So I woke up dribbling at 11 o'clock last night with two dogs on it and the cat on the armrest as well. And all I thought is, if this is how the Covites live.
A monster night at Cocktails and Keys on Friday night for the Second Chance Dance.
What an incredible venue. What an amazing night. And you know what? It was a bit like the high school dance. Everyone was nervous and excited.
There was that anticipation, wasn't there? In the air, it was just an environment. But you know what it proved? And, you know, there was a lot of people coming up to me saying, I've got to do my spray on the Gold Coast.
Yes.
About a venue that isn't like that every Friday night.
I know. It's a great idea. It'll be packed.
The Koi Boys were fantastic. And it wasn't sleazy, it wasn't seedy, it was just everybody there for the right reasons to have a good time.
I was definitely Cupid. I was on fire.
Well, you were on fire, and even it was interesting, just while the Koi Boys were up and running, AJ went all right himself. Have a listen.
AJ, is there any reason you're getting a lot closer to the girl with the leather pants on?
Yeah, I think there's a magnet in her pants.
Oh.
In the back pocket. I don't know.
AJ on the prowl.
He wasn't dancing, and then there was a lady with leather pants, and suddenly AJ got some moves about him.
Do you know what I noticed too? Did you notice this? The women were on the dance floor and the blokes were on the outside of the dance floor. And I'm like, guys, get in there. That's where you're really going to, like you did, AJ, that's where you sidle up next to someone on the dance floor. Like, you just had to get everyone involved, right?
Yeah, it was funny.
So what I loved is that a lot of guys would do whatever it took. including this gentleman who was a little bit on the short side for the lady he was with. So he decided that he better put her heels on.
Yes. Michelle is a little bit taller than you, so what has she done to you?
Some shoes on me, and they're very hard to walk.
So what has she done to your feet?
Made me look taller and being comfortable.
You're wearing heels.
Yeah, it is harder than... It's real hard.
My girlfriend who was talking to him, that wanted him to be taller.
Are you okay with that? Because you know girls have a thing about short guys. I don't know why.
No, I'm happy with that. Whatever it takes.
Sort of. I love this, and you're still wearing them.
I am, yeah, that's great.
Look at that, whatever it takes. I hope they're still together. But I tell you what, there's a few people kissing on the dance floor and dancing really close. I was going up and hugging them all quite in a stalkery fashion. But, well, it looked like, much to your disgust, Peter, there were party pashes going on left, right and centre. Now, there's been a development at the bar. What's happened?
There has. We just had a party pash.
Gotta love a party pash. What's your name?
Maddie.
You had a party pash in front of everyone. So why? Because it was the chemistry, electricity?
Totally electric.
So you didn't care in front of anyone. Who made the first move?
Absolutely me. I thought, on recommendation, I was like, at least we should have a party pash and give this a go.
Pash, pash, pash.
You ready?
Pash, 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 pash.
Yes, we have a hookup. They're passing. Yes, Cupid.
I went to buy him a beer and then I turned around and he was having the best time of his goddamn life.
So
what
much
a
fun.
Great wingman. He's just having the time of his life.
On
now,
fire.
Now, we yes. think we yeah. think there might be a wedding.
Oh, it has been called. Already. Mm. It's been called.
We'll
really?
Find out, we'll, yep. find out, we'll find out more later this morning from the Second Chance Dance. Bit of a difficult day, Mother's Day, for me personally, when I call Pamela yes. Morey down in Hobart.
She's such a beautiful lady.
She is, but she doesn't hear very well. So aww. it takes quite a few rings. It takes quite a few phone calls
yeah.
before Pam picks up because she can't hear. So
she doesn't know the time because you stole her clock
yeah,
last time you went down
her
there.
Clock.
And then when I finally got her, I got her through my brother's phone mm-hmm. and the family shares the same problem. So Mark doesn't hear.
Well, you don't either. So, you've got selective hearing. It's, wow.
Yeah, so I think I got Mum last night at about same time as you got undies, about 7.30, because nobody could hear the phone.
It's interesting.
So you got through.
Yeah, you did. We love Mother's Day, and yesterday it was good because Boston buys something for Cherie from the Mother's Day stall at school. Yeah, you know, they still go around.
I love that.
It was so funny. It was so exciting. I don't know if it's sarcasm from his behalf, what he brought her.
What?
He brought her a cookbook.
Ooh.
Because she can't cook.
Don't, Peter.
And
did you?
He's
was
like,
that his own idea?
Yes,
oh,
it was.
He's his father's son. And
poor old Cherie, she can't boil rice.
No. And it's like, I know you're going to end up cooking it, Dad. So it goes all around the world, flavours you like. So
how was that received?
Oh, it was funny. I gave, and then I brought Cherie up a retreat.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Is it Ascension? Ascension retreat?
I don't know. Anyway, I haven't heard that one.
I'm sending you to Palm Cove today for 5 days.
I see what you're doing.
Mr. Diplomacy.
Yeah.
She's going to do yoga, some retreat where they do massage and yoga and spiritual healings for 5 days as she leaves today.
Darling, I love you so much. Here, 5 days. See you later.
Of course. I know exactly what you're doing. Did Cherie see through it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course she did.
I smashed it.
And a cookbook from Boston. Wow, there you go.
Oh,
I must say, I saw Mum the day before.
Yeah.
And because with so many girls in the family, with six sisters, it's like a scab grab who gets Mum on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I missed out on that draw, so that's okay. So I saw her the day before on the way to the races and I scored. You know what I got her? Because she's getting older. Really good expensive sheets that are like the best flannel winter warm woolly ones and a card. And every time you know with Mum, she reads the card, she cries.
Oh, brilliant.
I get her every time with the cries, with the tears.
Yeah, no, I got onto Undy's, my mum, about 7.30 last night. And I ring her and go, "G'day, Mum, happy Mother's Day. How are you?" She goes, "I'm drunk." And she said it in another word starting with P.
Yes.
"I'm drunk." I said, so you've had a good day. She said, oh, I've had a great day.
Now, she only started drinking not that long ago.
She done, when we were growing up, she only ever drank Galliano and orange juice.
Blech.
But she'd only ever have it once every 2 months, like hardly ever. And I said, Mum, actually, now you're drunk, it reminds me. I thought about you the other day. I saw a bottle of Galliano on the shelf. She goes, oh, I love Galliano.
Oh,
I wish... Poppies. That's who she, my dad's name. Poppies, have we got any Galliano? We never have Galliano. Undies, I tell you every night, you've got two bottles down the bar. Oh, have we? And he goes, because you forget by the next morning, because she's got dementia.
Yeah. I love May because it means the Sanctuary Cove International Boat Show is back, and this one, and we mean it, it is bigger and better than ever.
Well, it's 30 years this year as well. So not only celebrating their 30th birthday, but we know over the last few years there's been two boat shows.
Mm.
There used to be one around Coomera, and that's no longer there because Sanctuary Cove International Boat Show was always so big. But the people that had gone there are now going to Sanctuary Cove. So this is actually... Without a word of lie, going to be the biggest boat show ever.
Now, you live the Cove and you're opening the dome to the public, which is very nice of you. And I must say, what are you seeing? Is it all getting set up?
Yeah, the buzz is fantastic. Massive marquees, bigger than I've ever seen before.
They
reckon there's going to be more than an extra 200 boats on water for people to go and have a look at and go through. And that's only on water outside of what they're putting under marquees at the moment. So it is a buzz. It's going to be huge. It's going to be massive. And we're going to give you the chance to... Not only go there, but experience a little bit of luxury as well.
Absolutely. Luxury, luxury.
Yeah. There'll be lots of these.
Oh, yes.
Soon you'll be making another run.
Great 80s show. And when you hear that played this week during the show, you can give us a bell here on 13 20 710 for a chance to be at the Sanctuary Cove International Boat Show Year 30 with AJ Bridge and Spider.
Meghan Markle, Sparkle, it's a big week for her and Prince Harry, but they are really loved up. It's so beautiful to see the royal wedding is around the corner. We're all so excited.
I'm a bit flat that the company didn't send us over there to broadcast live and cover it.
I know, like every other... media
network
outlet in the world. But look, the hard thing is that, you know, maybe you should think about it before you say yes to a wedding proposal, especially if it's the royals. If you've got a family, they're a little bit screw loose. How's this for timing for Meghan? Her father is a hermit and has lived this lifestyle in Mexico for a long time. And Prince Harry a little while ago said, please leave Meghan Markle and her family alone, knowing that he was such a reclusive father. But he's been embarrassingly caught on CCTV at an internet place staging paparazzi photos. And the paparazzi guy was invited to be there and they arrived together and they choreographed this photo shoot. And he scored $180,000
from it. That is awesome.
But that's the thing, right? Sometimes, you know, it's like, marry me, marry my family. And for poor Meghan, it's tough for her with the royals.
Oh.
But how would you go? I mean...
Who?
Well, if you were in a royal wedding, if you were the bride or the groom and your family turned up...
Okay.
So how
Fergie
would it go?
So Fergie decided she wanted to marry me.
Yeah. That's pretty much all you got in that family. So... Fergie goes, you marry me, and you go, yeah, rightio. And then of a sudden, could you imagine what would happen?
Oh, my grandfather, pop-up would have shots lined up at the wedding that you have to have with these little coffee beans.
Yeah.
My sisters, they're loose. They'd own the dance floor straight away, but my two... Looking at it, I've got two favourite uncles.
Yes.
Uncle Rex.
Oh, Uncle Rexy.
Uncle Rex. He'd stay to the inn, but he'd have no shoes on.
Yeah.
They could be anywhere. And my Uncle Georgie Porgy.
Oh, Georgie
He wouldn't make the speeches, but he would sleep in the fountain.
He would. Then you've got 100%. Auntie Di. You've got too many. That is the problem.
It would be... Actually, they wouldn't be ready for it, the royal family. It would be... And they'd take up every room in the palace.
They would too.
I want that room. No, I want this room.
Does it come with free breakfast? I know my dad would just keep on topping up my champagne as I was getting ready. And he'd be on the rum and milks and then start on the champagne and I'd just be too drunk for the royal wedding. Dad would be there on the sidelines. And that's the embarrassing part, isn't it?
You'd have to... And how long does it go for?
Forever.
Like, it goes... Like, the ceremony part goes for so long.
Yeah, then you've got all the formal bits and pieces of it. So we'd love to know on 13 27 10, If you were in the royal wedding and you had to bring your family along,
yeah.
Who and what family member would embarrass you the most?
Who'd get the three votes?
Who'd get the three?
And we've got some tickets to offer up too. Busby Maru are playing for us at a regional tour at the Sound Lounge here on the Goldie. Awesome. Sunday, May 27. Get your tickets now for Busby Maru at the Sound Lounge.
Oh, Meghan Markle's dad at the last minute. Poor Meghan. He's been caught by CCTV staging paparazzi photos, scoring himself $180,000 out of it. He's a hermit, but all of a sudden he's come out like a bit of a reptile.
Yeah.
And we want to know on 13/20/17, look, if all of a sudden you are marrying a royal, which family member would embarrass you the most? Dob in someone in your family could that would embarrass you.
Could be your mother, your father, your grandfather, your sister, your brother, your uncle, whoever it is. We all have them.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got tickets to Gold FM presenting Busby Maru at the Sound Lounge Gold Coast. Tickets from busbymaru.com.au. Because everyone's following the royal wedding, particularly right now. It's getting very close with interest. 22 past 7 it is at Gold.
Well, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, this is their big week. And they are so in love. It is a fairy tale story.
It is a fairy tale.
Love
it's beautiful.
Is possible. I love love.
I'm counting down the days. 19th of May.
And, you know, Meghan's copped it a bit from the paparazzi, but now her father's involved. Now, he's been a hermit living in Mexico. And all of a sudden, out he pops a few days before the wedding. He has staging paparazzi shots and walking into a place with all the paparazzi there. Not good. Anyway, netted himself $180,000 out of it.
That's a lot of coronas, 50-cent coronas that over there in Mexico. He's just put himself as a millionaire over there.
Don't forget about the lime.
Yeah.
He'll put the lime in it. But we do want to know, like, imagine if you were proposed to, all of a sudden, you're getting married, you're going to be the royal family, and then your family turns up.
Oh, it would be, even the flight over would be interesting with my family. It would be horrifying.
Oh, it would
be.
There's too many for you to pick from. I mean, Aunty Di didn't even make the cut.
She didn't even make the cut, Aunty Di, and she's not in the top three. So.
Exactly right. So we'd love to know on 13/27/10. Dob in someone who would, you know, at the royal family would just be an embarrassment.
Yeah, Sandra, who would you dob in your family?
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to dob in my mama, June. She loves the party. She's in Johnston with a knee replacement at the moment. That would not stop her. She loves to party. She loves her friends and family. Loves to have a drink. Loves food. But what she does is she loves to give you a hug and a kiss on the cheek. But as the night goes on, there could be a bit of gravy or a bit of a turkey, hang up a chin, you know, a little bit of food around. She likes to grab you by the cheek and just plant a nice big kiss on your lip.
And
your daughter says, you know, her grandchildren, she just loves us all so much, and she loved weddings, parties, and she's a great mum. We all love her, but she can be a little bit too entertaining.
She'd get the three votes. Oh, we love it.
Yay!
Thanks for that.
Well done, Sandra. You're off to Busby. That's coming to Currumbin Sound Lounge.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well done.
Well done. But look, can anyone beat Camille?
No.
Camille, imagine if Prince Has went, will you be my beautiful wife?
And you're like, would have dreamt of Prince Has saying, will you marry me?
Yes. Well, I just don't know about the guest list. So I do have one auntie.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how she'd go. So usually at the family barbecues, I'll just kind of give you an idea of who she is.
Mm.
She's in a circus. She's got hairy armpits and a beard.
Literally.
Which I don't judge. We don't judge.
Family. Yeah,
exactly. But she does like to do party tricks because she's in a circus. So she would try and get on top of the letterbox and put her legs on the top of her head.
Excellent.
And
it's a nice ornament for the head table of a wedding.
And she's in her 60s, so it's awesome. Good on
her. So I don't know if she'd make the cut.
Don't reckon. Looks like she's perfect on top of the wedding cake.
Or come out of the wedding cake.
What about the AJ cut?
What?
Well, you just mentioned her age, and she does lots of interesting things.
Oh,
I just thought you might.
Adrian, why are you trying to pick up her auntie?
It's
on
my
the
birthday
radio?
Today. I'm allowed to do what I like.
She's okay. Going to jump out of the cake for AJ's birthday today.
Damn, it's
well, you don't know what you've got before 9 o'clock.
Yeah, the surprise is ruined,
Can we arrange that?
Well, she's just down the road at Mullumbimby, so maybe.
You're in a bearded lady, so let's just learn something about you every day, AJ.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend.
winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
23 to 8.
Yeah, I can make one big statement. One load, that's all it takes, and it's wrecked.
What?
It's absolutely wrecked. I'm talking when you leave one tissue. One tissue in the wash.
Oh, don't get me started.
One tissue, that's all it takes. It doesn't matter if it's one, two, three ply. It doesn't matter if it's scented or not.
Mm.
Suddenly, you got millions of white dots everywhere. My black shirt now looks like the Milky Way.
Yep.
But why? But why? Tissues were invented in 1924. They took over from the handkerchief, which had been around since the 1400s.
Mm.
So why supersede the handkerchief with something so annoying? One single piece of white tissue can annoy so many people. Mm. Yet a handkerchief has been around for decades, for generations.
Yes.
For decades.
Yes.
And you can wash it, carry it, wash it, use it, carry it.
Mm.
No fuss, no mess, no stress.
Mm.
Leave them in your pants, your suit, your jeans, your jackets. But no. One single Kleenex tissue that were invented as a disposable handkerchief. It's supposed to be better for the environment. Is it better for the environment? No possible way. You can pluck and pick all day long, but you can never get every single white dot. Why? Something, what they say now is whatever is old is new again.
Yes.
I say sack the tissue, bring back the handkerchief.
You've been sprayed by spider.
It's so annoying.
I know.
What? 30th year, 30 years of the iconic Sanctuary Cove International Boat Show will be there.
All systems go.
Horizon Motor Yachts at Sanctuary Cove. Luxury Sunset Cruise. Gold 92.5.
Yep, the big one. 30 years of the
years.
Sanctuary Cove International.
Wow-wee. That's amazing, isn't it, when you think about it?
Yeah, it is. And we've been involved for years and years now.
Forever.
And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And even bigger this year because, you know, the other boat show that used to go in competition, been around for a few years, has closed down. And it's just an amazing weekend with an and it's not just for those people who want big high-end boats.
No, what I love is the whole area that's like the fishing area with the inside marquees, and you can go in and buy a new Alvey reel or buy a new net or something, and then just go and have a look at the beautiful boats. Take your shoes off, jump on a luxury yacht and just dream big.
Oh, you could dream all day.
Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute.
Soon we'll be making
And speaking to the guys down there at Sanctuary Cove, they are that excited. They're going to have 200 more boats on the water. You see the big, massive marquees going up and around at the moment.
Mm.
It is going to be huge, and we have got an unbelievable prize up for grabs.
Go on.
This is a 4-hour sunset cruise.
Yes.
Dinner, drinks on board.
Yes.
You got 6 months to book it, so there's no race.
Yes.
It departs at 3:30 on this massive, massive yacht worth over $15,000.
Wow.
For you and 10 friends or 9 friends, 10 of you all up. So if it's a wedding or an engagement or an anniversary you want to celebrate, if it's work colleagues, so all you have to do is listen out for the song, and when we play that, which we kind of have, give us a call, 13 27 10, and you go into the draw for that unbelievable prize.
Well, people must have been listening out early on.
That's the idea.
Because that's what we were saying, you have to listen out for the Love Boat theme.
Yep, Horizon Motor Yachts at Sanctuary Cove, Luxury Sunset Cruise. That's absolutely massive. Who have we got on the phone here?
Trevor from Upper Coomera.
Hello, Trevor.
G'day, Trev.
How are you?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
You like a bit of maritime? You like being out on the water? You like a bit of naughty nautical?
Love to.
Oh.
Well, congratulations, Trev. You're the first one in the draw. You win a ticket to the Sanctuary Cove International Boat Show.
Yes.
And then on Saturday, we're going to have 10 of you. And it's the last one standing. We'll win the prize worth over $15,000.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
No worries, mate.
No worries.
Now, listen, just a reminder, too, when you hear the Love Boat theme, not now because we've already given a ticket away, but...
Love Boat.
When you hear it played this week, put yourself in the draw for that amazing $15,000 prize. Thanks to our friends at Horizon Motor Yacht, Sanctuary Cove, Luxury Sunset Cruise. That's the song to call for. It's Fort, and we're greatly proud to be associated again with the Sanctuary Cove International Boat Show.
Every year.
You don't really need to do this, Bridgie. Really,
happy birthday, darling, Bridgie. Darling. We love birthdays Bridgie. Here if it's not your own.
Yeah. Oh, if it's your own birthday, you hate freak having out. To work on
you
your birthday.
You do, money. We're so happy to work with you. We think you're amazing, and we thought, as an extra step, why not get an incredible psychic to join us and maybe just see if she can tap in. So joining us is Deb Weber. Now, she's known as one of the best psychic mediums. She had articles in the Woman's Day mag called Life After Deb for 9 years and now is the star of the internationally award-winning TV show Sensing Murder. She's in town tonight, which is awesome, for her live show at the Surfers Paradise Surf Lifesaving Club.
Yeah, but look, AJ, we thought, well, you know what? I know you want coffee. We know you want lunch, but you know, a psychic could be good for you.
Okay.
So it's time to tune in, tap in, and turn on. I need everyone here in this room and across the phone to open up to all your senses, to align your chakras, and be prepared to speak to an amazing woman for AJ's birthday. Her name is Deb Weber. She's an incredible psychic, and she joins us now for a reading for AJ. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning. Yes, nice and early, and happy birthday.
Aww.
Thank you, Deb. Before we get into it, I'd be quite happy if you just had the numbers for the Stradbroke Handicap. No, for the Stradbroke Handicap in about 2 weeks' time. I'd be quite happy with that, but maybe we can...
How many numbers do you need?
Oh,
just the one.
You only need one, but...
The winning number.
You can offer up as many as you like.
Just go number 15.
Oh, 15.
Whoa.
Straight up.
Write it down. Right.
Yeah,
write it
don't
down.
Quote me on that, though.
I think there's 14 in the field, but no. A lot of people had a lot of fun, including the Koi Boys, who we were lucky enough to have on hand for our night over at the Envy Hotel at Cocktails and Keys at their new piano bar. And the two salsa people that we had, Kieran and, can't remember.
Yalala.
I think you're right.
It's very close.
I tell you what, it was...
World champion salsa dancers.
It was amazing. I mean, the atmosphere, the trepidation, the anticipation early on, the nerves, the wingman just, you know, trying to get their mates out there. A lot of people have not been in the dating game for a long time. And all the girls are on the dance floor, the blokes are hanging out the back, but they were people hooking up left, right and centre.
Well, speaking to two ladies, Chris and Donna, and they were just having an absolute ball, saying Chris had been up here... actually grew up where I grew up from and been up here for a few years and just said it's very hard to meet people in her own age demo who have the same interests. And she met a couple of girls, gave them their phone number just to even be friends. So there's plenty of other reasons to be there, but there was a lot of action and, as you say, Bridget, there's a lot of anticipation.
Oh, there certainly was. We did pretty well, right?
Well, there was a lot of passion going on, remember, too?
Oh.
I'm telling you, their PDAs were off the Richter. There were grown people. I'm talking the 40s.
I know. You're amongst
on.
It.
Yeah, I was amongst it at one stage. But I'm taken, but that's a whole other story. You want to go in for the kill, don't you?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, that's what we're here for.
You guys are going to kiss right here, right now in front of me. Pash! 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 Oh, my God, they're kissing. And it's good. And we've got a lot of tongue, and its eyes are shut, and there's chemistry. Yeah!
Yeah, great. It was great. Thank you.
Oh, it was great.
I'm Terry from Surface. Now I met Lisa here. Best night ever. What's going through my head? Oh, I don't know how she's single, to be honest. Yeah, she's very attractive and...
good answer.
Yeah, great personality. Just a great person from what I've got to know of her. And these days it's pretty hard to find someone with a personality.
Yeah, it's like it was a chance meeting, and he's a truck driver, and I understand his background in truck driving, and it's hard for somebody like him to meet a person. And thank you, AJ Breach and Spider. Hopefully, Terry and I are going to have a second chance dance.
We'll let you know.
A big old hug would be nice. A nice hug.
I love it. Isn't it amazing? So many people were just getting on and feeling that chemistry and the vibe.
Yeah, it certainly was. And we've done it before where there was an actual wedding, a full wedding.
Yes.
People have got married at our functions before. And it got this way on Friday night.
It was declared by a brand new couple on Friday night.
We're going ring shopping tomorrow.
No, Bridge, we locked eyes and I saw she's a gorgeous lady and I thought, well, I'll have a little chat to her and you know, they're free here tonight. They're not, no taking, right? So you try harder. It's great.
Seriously, you guys are about to kiss in front of me right now. Look, you're all over each other. Can I put the money on you two? Are they going to be the first married couple out of this?
Yeah, that's a good chance. A good chance, yeah, after tonight, yeah.
I'm bridesmaid. Bridesmaid, here I come. I'm stoked. Oh.
I love you guys. All the best.
Isn't there an ironic thing is that we walk down the stairs, we're going to the casino.
Aww.
He walks up.
No, thanks, Bridge. Great night. Fantastic.
All right. I was a bit of a pushy cupid, but I did make it happen. We were doing the pash chant left, right and centre, which was quite crazy. And I also had to hold a counselling session in the girls' toilets for some that didn't do as well.
All I say is watch this space.
Oh,
these things have happened and the last 48 hours, there is plenty out there.
We've got to make this an annual event. It was just too big. It was just too amazing. Thank you to Tomo from NV Cocktails and Keys. What a night.
Well, we go to Leonie at Tweed who's got some news for us. What happened at the Second Chance Dance, Leonie?
Oh, I met a guy there. We had a good lot of chat going on that night. We then sort of head over to the casino. Mm-hmm. And he bought me dinner over there.
Oh, wow.
We swapped numbers.
Yes.
And then we walked back to the car and he asked me back to his place for coffee, which I knocked back because, we could have got the coffee at the casino.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hang on.
That's
they
right.
They don't make the coffee at the casinos you good
hang
you,
on a
as good as you do at home.
Well, you can't lie down and drink the coffee, can you?
You can give it a go.
So you're definitely going to see him again?
Most likely, maybe we'll see.
Well, and also I hear you took your son, and your son met someone as well.
That's correct.
Oh, that is love everywhere. Oh, that's brilliant.
That's the Daily Double. Well done.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges V.
Yeah, it's all things celebrity, and you never know, AJ, a big celebrity might be popping in these studios before 9 o'clock for your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I said milestone and was to be mentioned once, and you've said it over and over.
I didn't say milestone. I just said birthday.
Yeah, just birthday.
So you're hard of hearing because it is a milestone.
Every year's a milestone.
but speaking of, I mean,
thank you.
Geez, same birthday as Hitler in the same week as Meghan Markle Sparkle and Harry getting married. Oh, what a week it's going to be.
I'm going to wear my dad's reefer jacket today.
And can you?
It's 63 years old. It's in good nick.
Is it?
Yeah, dead set.
What's a reefer jacket? It's probably different to what I think a reefer jacket is.
Yeah. What is a reefer jacket?
I didn't buy it at Nimbin.
Is it made from hemp?
No, it's just, you know, the old style silver buttons. And dead set, it's 60 years old.
That is beautiful.
And it is in pristine condition, and I wear it on my birthday to remember Dad.
Well, I love that.
And we'll find out exactly where you're wearing it a little later on.
Yes, we've got that surprise for you as well. But Meghan Markle, look, her father's a hermit, living a lifestyle, hermit lifestyle in Mexico, then all of a sudden, a few days before the wedding, there's always that one embarrassing relative. He's come out. He was staging paparazzi shots. It's net himself $180,000.
That is so smart. That is the smartest thing
I've heard. Of course you would say that. You wouldn't care. Here's Boston trying to get married and it's everywhere and then no.
But he wasn't invited.
Peter Spider Everett.
So he wasn't invited. What would you rather, $180,000 or an invite to the wedding?
Invite to the wedding. It's your child's wedding. Not everything is about money, Peter.
No, but he wasn't invited.
Well, it doesn't matter. Seriously, honestly, you don't make money out of your daughter. My gosh, he'll never get an invite to Buckingham.
Yeah,
neither will
Sorry.
You. Anyway, look, for those in the know, when it comes to Eurovision, some people really like it and make a big party out of it, but Israel has won the 63rd Eurovision Song Contest with a catchy little song and a hidden message. And it's all about the chicken dance. You want to have a listen to it?
Yeah.
There's a little bit of it here, the chicken dance.
I'm not your dog.
Yeah. Anyway, I won't waste any more of your lives, everyone. So, yeah.
Is that what won it?
Yeah, that's what won it.
So, that's it, Adrian.
Yeah, yeah. 3 minutes and 17 seconds that you will never get back. Jess Mowbray getting 20th. That is so disappointing. Poor Jess. I think there could have been more props for her on stage, more pizzazz. Can I be honest? I wasn't a massive fan of her dress, and she's a beautiful woman. I just didn't really think it was that spectacular kind of Eurovision stuff.
Yeah, you need to go out there. You need to go left of field.
I don't know, but maybe Jess can come back and get some inspiration from the Australian Fashion Week. The Mercedes Australian Fashion Week is on in Sydney at the moment. Oh, here we go. You've been, haven't you?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. The most unfashionable bloke in the world, and you've been.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll second row one. Year. It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever been to.
How'd you go?
Oh, I was embarrassed just walking in.
You're red now just talking about it.
It's ridiculous.
So how'd you go? Because you'd just be checking out the women, not looking at the...
Yeah. Shree enjoyed it.
Did you dress up or did you wear thongs?
No, I put shoes on.
Oh. Well, anyway, there's over these next week or so, florals are in, blokes. Tailored suits are in. Lots of international designers, kicked off with Camilla and Mark. They're incredible fashion designers. The official day is today. But how is this? I've got all the stats for you. There will be, over this week, 30,000 guests, 90 designers, 1,000 models, and one stick of celery consumed.
You kids are up to something. I have no idea. Because it's my birthday, you're doing something.
Oh, well, it's
you're
special.
Setting up,
what
you're
do you
setting
mean
up
doing
GoPros.
Something?
You're setting up cameras.
Time.
I know, but what are you up to?
Well, you deserve to be surprised. Yeah. So we thought we'd bring a special guest in here right now for you.
Hey, brother.
Who is it,
it's
AJ?
David DeVito. Oh, mate.
Hi, David.
He only messaged me last night.
You haven't got changed. You've come straight from the restaurant.
Yeah, I sleep like this.
Wow. DeVito's, what a beautiful restaurant, matey. The singing chef, you're doing an incredible job.
I had to pass by and wish you all the best, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you, mate.
Can
Thank
we all
you.
Sing together?
Well, look, yes, he wanted to. AJ said, what did you say to us last week, AJ? You just only wanted one person to sing you happy birthday.
Well, you sang my 50th.
I did.
Don't mention how long ago that was, but...
was it your 50th too? That's right.
I think I remember David singing at my 50th. We'd have quite a big lunch that day. But like, this is... I'm overwhelmed. David DeVito is here.
Well,
mate, we only just commented and talked about you because we were down at... Corumban Rock for the big day for
Anzac Day.
And
yes.
We're saying that the year that you sang and did the backing vocal, explain that was amazing. There was another guy who wasn't it wasn't John Williamson that year. Guy was doing True Blue.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. That was before the centenary. Yeah. And I sang for the centenary as well. Yeah. That particular year I was asked to sing my version of True Blue, which was which I sort of wrote an Italian sort of melody over the top, speaking about patriotism in Australia and our heroes. So,
mate, while you're here, can you share that story on your holiday in Italy when you turned up at that chapel?
Oh, in Italy, I was just
Italy.
It was an amazing experience. Obviously, being married and going to Italy and spending 3 weeks over there, going from Venice all the way down south to Positano, which is where my forebears came from many, many years ago, not too far from there. Walking through the streets of Rome at midnight, not much to do, just a bit of a walk around, and there was this beautiful old cathedral, at least a few hundred years old, and it was deserted. It was like there was no one in there. There was just this one little candle that was sort of illuminating, I guess, the Virgin Mary or some saint or something in there. And it was just this eerie feeling. It was almost like a set from Stephen King. It was like, it's either something magical or there's going to be a murder in here. And there was nobody in there.
Wow.
And I was this massive cavernly little cathedral.
Mm.
And I started singing Ave Maria. I don't know.
Oh,
just, and
David.
Then when I started singing, people came from around the street and they sort of came in.
Oh, wow.
But it was amazing to just have that privilege to sing in something so old and it was such amazing.
And the reverberation in there as well.
Incredible.
And with your voice, if no one's ever heard it before.
Nearly a bigger privilege is singing Happy Birthday to AJ.
Oh, it's up there. It's top five.
Can we do a mega mix where you can put a little bit of Ave Maria in the middle of... I don't want to
Ave Adriano.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
He's going to sing you happy
birthday.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, are we
ready? I'm recording.
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. We're off.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Adriano. Happy birthday to you.
Go, buddy.
Thank you, mate. Can you give me one piece of what is it?
Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.
Nisadora. Just a little bit.
Nisadora, Matt. At this hour.
Oh my gosh.
Just a bit.
Mal mio mistero è chiuso in me. Il nome mio nessun saprà. No, di lei guardate. Oh my God, it's too early for this one.
Amazing. Wow.
Oh, that's going to leave a mark.
Well done.
Happy birthday, sir.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What have you done?
I don't know. He's up to something I don't even know about.
We had organised a cake for you, Adrian, from your very good friends at Madison's, Lincoln, who owns Madison's.
Mm.
You go over there, you love the coffee. He has magnificent cakes and pastries.
What about that thing you have?
Oh, the lasagna or the sausage rolls. The US burger.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
The USA burger.
That's a big burger.
It is.
You love that, don't you?
Anyway. I've been ringing him all morning to try and find out where he is. His phone's been going to message bank.
Yes.
I finally get hold of him. Lincoln, good morning.
Morning, Spider. Happy birthday, AJ.
Thank you, Lincoln.
Aww.
Thank you, Madison's.
God bless
now,
you, Lincoln.
Where's the cake, Lincoln?
Well, the cake's on its way now. Would have been there much earlier, but I ended up getting a flat tyre. So at the moment, I'm at Bob J. Kmart at Mermaid Beach, and store manager Brent there is putting it on faster than I can make a coffee.
So he was bringing your cake and he got a flat tyre.
Absolutely. Only on AJ's birthday.
That's
and by the way, we didn't put any candles on the cake because there's heat restrictions.
I didn't realise you were that funny. That's really funny. Thank you, mate.
Funny. Well,
thank you for what? Nothing. We haven't even got a cake.
Oh, no, the intention's...
John will be bringing it over.
There. The cake's not flat, just the tyre. It's all right. It's all good, isn't
it?
In the meantime...
You made it with plain flour.
Oh, look, we've got a party popper, though, for you.
We've got a party popper. Spider got 45 in here and I've got a party popper.
Oh, hang on. Yes, it's here.
Yay. Lincoln, it's turned up.
It's turned up.
Oh, thanks, Lincoln.
Oh,
get your tyre fixed.
Good on you, Lincoln. Here they come.
Happy birthday,
yay. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, dear AJ. Happy birthday to you.
You can't even get your party blower to go up.
That's what happens when you get to this age. You run out of breath.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.